This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
I've got some interview questions that I need to stick to. So we have been talking for a long time about what it looks like to send you guys to the Philippines, and stuff's getting real at the moment. So it's kind of happening. Tell us where you guys are at in that journey of preparation. What does it look like? What's next? What's been happening?
Yeah, so a couple of months ago, we got accepted by Pioneers, which is the mission organization that partners with us and with Anchor as our sending church. So all our tests are done. We passed. We're not weirdos or psychos or something. So they're happy to send us, which is exciting. So that's the first thing. Another thing that we have recently been having conversations with is we've heard about an organization called Church in Hard Places, which actually is in collaboration with Acts 29. And basically they are a they run a church planting traineeship for 2 years in hard places. So where we're moving to in the Philippines is considered a hard place, working amongst the poor. And so we're going to be signing up to do, a two-year traineeship with them starting end of next year. Just that we get mentors. We have a little cohort that are all around the world planting churches also in hard places. And that'll be a great network for us to be trained up. And it'll be a bit of a pathway into becoming, hopefully, Acts 29 church planters in the Philippines, which is exciting. Basically we've been having continual conversations with missionaries and workers on the ground in the Philippines, continuing to ask them what are the needs, what's the church context like there, what are the issues amongst the poor, the sex workers, the street kids, and just trying to work out how we fit into that context and what God's calling us to do in partnering with the workers that are already on the ground. And then the other thing we're constantly looking into at the moment is language school. So in December, we'll be heading over to the Philippines for 3 weeks. We'll be taking a small team of young people over there, but we'll also be meeting up with the missionaries. We'll be, checking out language school, working out, where we're going to live and local churches that we'll partner with for our first 2 years of training.
Great. So 2 years, get established, learn the language. What happens after that? What's the plan?
So once we've done our 2 years of cultural immersion and language learning, what we hope to do then is to move to a place called Porto Galera, which is on the island of Mindoro. It's an island that is immediately south of Luzon, where Manila is, and it's a little tourist town. Unfortunately, most of the tourism that's there is sex tourism. You either go there for sex tourism or to do diving on reefs, but predominantly sex tourism. And Ruth and I have a real heart for those who are on the fringes of society. Unfortunately, some of the Filipino churches aren't doing a very good job in reaching those people because culturally sometimes they're seen as dirty, or it's kind of their choice or their fault. But these people who are on the fringes of society, the prostitutes, the street children, Muslims, the indigenous population of Mindoro, they obviously need to be loved and to be introduced to the source of love, which is Jesus Christ. So we hope to establish a community in partnership with local churches and potentially planting a church ourselves to reach these people. And we would love to see the raising up of indigenous leaders so then they could affect their nation as well.
That's so good. It's so exciting. And we're so excited to partner with you guys in that. So what needs to happen between now and the time you get on an aeroplane, whenever that is? What are the steps?
Yeah, so a few main things, prayer, finances, and goodbyes. That's kind of how we sum it up. But yeah, prayer is a massive thing. Praying through the whole process that God would lead us, that God would provide for us, that God would show us what we're meant to be doing, that He would stir in your hearts to partner with us. So partnership development is what we call kind of the next stage, which is basically meeting up with churches, meeting up with individuals, developing relationships with you guys where you hear hear what God's put on our heart and we hear what God's put on your heart. So we ask that people would join us by becoming prayer warriors, prayer partners with the journey that we're on. We also need to raise, we're looking at around $60,000 a year that we need to raise. We'll be raising the first 2 years before we can get on a plane. Packing up our unit, like we'll be moving out of our unit in December. We'll kind of be house sitting, couch surfing. So if you have a spare room, let us know. We just want to be rent free for a few months, save money, spend lots of time with our family, our friends, hang out with you guys, building those really strong relationships. So when we go over there, we're not alone. We have great connections back here. So that's kind of what partnership development looks like. We really believe in it being a two-way thing. Not you guys just sending us, but, it being a relationship together.
And so we, Anchor is committing to be a sending church for these guys. We believe in them. We love them. We want to send and support them. And so on Saturday, the 10th of Feb next year, we're going to host a supporters night for these guys where you can figure out how you can financially support them, along with what we'll provision as a portion of our budget to support these guys. So both Anchor as a church, but us as individuals, we want to be supporting and sending these guys. So Saturday, 10th of Feb next year, we'll host a supporters night for them. But what can people be doing now to support? What do you guys need? What prayer requests do you have between now and when people sign up to support you financially next year?
We do have financial needs. We're hoping to get some part-time work once I've finished college. We certainly need a lot of prayer. We really just want to be more like Jesus and be obedient to his call. And we would love to see you all pursuing that as well. And that's really what this partnership is about. We have a supporters page on Facebook, so if you would be interested in joining that, you're not our friends on Facebook, stalk us, add us, and we can add you to that page. We also are in the process of hopefully developing a prayer card soon, and we want to start typing up newsletters, so you can come and talk to us about that. We also would just love to have a yarn with you guys. If any of you are keen to help us in any sort of way, because you all have something beautiful to contribute to the body of Christ, come and talk to us. We would love this to be a mutually beneficial process as we move towards the Philippines, and also while we're in the Philippines, because this is partnership. We truly believe that we're not just going to the Philippines, but we're an extension of this family, an extension of the body of Christ. So we take you with us because, you know, we really want to see God glorified above all things. We really want to see his kingdom advanced. So whether that's in the Philippines, that's awesome. Whether that's here, that's awesome. But let's partner together as a family to see God's name lifted above all names and to see his kingdom advanced.
My suggestion is you take them out for coffee or lunch, shout them, and hear the story.
Yeah.
So, yes. Next year we'll have opportunity to really formally do that and partner with them. But today is really a really exciting step for our church in formally recognizing our first ever Link missionaries, our mission partners. And so it's a really, it's a really exciting step for our church. It's something we've been working towards for some time. It's even more exciting that the church planting Acts 29 connection is on there. So we are super excited for what lies ahead. I want to echo everything that Scott has said about partnership. This isn't just about Anchor being an ATM that sends people off. This is really about us investing in kingdom work with our people in the Philippines. And so we are super excited about this. So I'm going to pray for Ruth and Scotty. The band's going to come up now. We're going to respond in those three ways, and we're going to have morning tea. So let's please join me as I pray. Father God, I want to thank you for Ruth and Scott. I thank you that you have called them to yourself, that you have made Jesus known to them. Thank you that you have set a fire in their hearts that would pursue your glory above all else, and particularly your fame and your renown in the Philippines. I thank you for their heart to reach a city that is broken, that is in desperate need, for the good news of the gospel, that as they go, God, that you would push back the darkness in that city, that you would help them to reach out to the people who are the untouchables of that culture and society. God, I pray that you would meet every need that they have. Please provide them with work for Scotty, for part-time work. Provide them with accommodation. I pray that you would flood their Facebook group with new supporters. All of the financial needs that they have, God, I pray that you would provide in abundance. Father God, we look forward to partnering with these guys in what they do. And we view them as a part of our family. We love them. It's going to be so sad to see them go. But we believe in them, God. And we believe that you want to use them for your purposes. And so we pray that you would fill them with your spirit for this task. Strengthen them, provide for their needs in every way. We want to commit them to you in the strong and powerful name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's give them up. Thank you, guys.